We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Oimer Ein Kedushin Toivsim V'Chayev Elavin. This Mishnah that says if the Yevama, who's supposed to do Yibum, instead marries someone else, not the brother of the mace, we call that Yevama L'Shuk. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Mamzer. That's Pshat in our Mishnah. Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Oimer Ein Kedushin Toivsim V'Chayev Elavin. Kedushin is not Toifus B'chayi Olavim. Avacham, Yerim, Ein Mamzer from Yevama. Chama says there's no Mamzer from Yevama. Pray to Gemara, just say Ein Mamzer B'chayi Olavim. Lema, Ein Mamzer B'chayi Olavim. What's the loss of Ein Mamzer from Yevama? And for the Gemara, Hai Tana, Hach Tana de Rabbi Kiva Hu. It's the other Tana of Rabbi Kiva. We had before, at the end of the fourth parak, there's a few different Tanoim, what's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. So, this Chachamim is the Chachamim that holds that Rabbi Kiva only said that Chayiv Yilavim is a Mamzer by Lavin the She'er. Yevama is not Lavin the She'er. What does Lavin the She'er mean? Lavin the Kam Machmas Akorva. For example, Anusas Aviv. Because your father's Anusa, that's what makes it also to with a Lav. That type of Lav is Chayiv that type of Lav is not Toif Exclusion as a Mamzer. Another example of Lavin the She'er is a case where the brother gave chalitza to Yevama, and then he goes ahead and marries her. There's an Isla Yivna. It also comes to Korva. It comes to his brother's wife. Those are cases where Akiva says is a mamzer. Masha Inkein, a lav is not she'er, like Yevama L'shuk. The reason why someone in the shuk cannot marry this lady is not because they're related. It's because she has a chiyav Yibum. There's no mamzer. So that's why it says, in mamzer mi Yevama, because he holds this mamzer mechayev lav, just not from Yevama. Hi Tanach, Tanach Rabbi Kiva, who doma mechayiv lavim the she'er of mamza, mechayiv lavim geredi, regular mechayiv lavim lavim mamza. Only mechayiv lavim the she'er that come through being related is that a mamza. Mechayiv lavim has nothing to do with being related. It's not a mamza. Zog the Gemara Vayit. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, menayin she'en kedushin toivsim biyavama. Now according to Rav, he holds that even though it's a lav, and even though we're not going according to Rabbi Akiva. If you see Tosfos on this Omer Rav Menayin, I feel a Rabban to Rabbi Akiva. Even according to the Rabban Rabbi Akiva, Yevama L'shuk is not Tosfos Kedushin. And Tosfos speaks out, but it won't be a Mamzer according to Zman D'Yama. But it's not Tosfos Kedushin. Menayin she'ein Kedushin Tosfos Yevama Shneimar. It says in the pasuk, Loisia the lav of Yevama L'shuk reads like this: Loisia Eishes Hameis Achutzo LeIshzar. Says, listen, Loisia, and that teaches us there is no Havaya, there's no Tvisis Kedushin to Azar. That's Rav Shita. But Shmuel Amar, I'm not sure what Shmuel says. But Aniya Seinu, in like it's like a Lashon of Aniya Staiti, because I don't have such a good Das, Tzricha get, I think she needs a get by Yevama L'shuk. Why? Masafkala Shmuel, Shmuel's Masupik, Haile Sia Eshameis, Ila Lavu Dasa. Is it for the classic lava or siyam eish shechutza? He'd like to have sibah kedushin udasa, or it's telling us that's not toif sibah kedushin. Rashi at the end of the fourth parak learns that according to Shmuel, on the tzad that it means leitaf sibah kedushin, there's no lav. It's really only an asay. Yevama yovei aleha. It's asay that you have to marry yevama and not l'shuk. But there's no lav. Loisia is only telling us no tvisis kedushin, or it's coming for lav. Look at Shmuel's lashon. Hi, Loisia ishmeis il lavu dasa, id loitav sevuzu dasa. That's the shayla of Masupik, and therefore he says you need a get. Tosfos on the Mem Tes Neves argues on Rashi. He says about the everyone agrees it's a lav, and this is the shayla that had darshan loisia. But that's how Rashi learns. We learn if you see. Tayfer is good to mashma. Tais is after memtesam and beis. The master eats. So Tayfer is good to mashma. The rav like a lav yevama. The pirish ikar rav because it's only for loisiel tizu. If you shmuel masafkalei, the lachad asas. Let's say he brings out Rashi, and Tais is argues. Tais is avada. Everyone agrees there is a lav. But Omer rein tam the lakuli alma ispuhu lav. But how come like Omer? Shmuel masafkalei the lav with the asa of a sia orcha the kra. Oylash minon the lucky. This is loitav spehu the asa. Also, Avada is a lav, but it's also telling you Latafsi about Kedushin. Okay, Akabonim, Rav says Latafsi Kedushin, Shmuel is Masupik. Zok to Gemara, Omle Rav Mari Barachel, Rav Ashi, Hochi Om HaMeimah, Hilkas HaKavaseh to Shmuel. HaMeimah said that we paskin like Shmuel. The Halach is like Shmuel, which means what? That we're Masupik. You need a get. You need a get because we're not sure if it's not Tavis about Kedushin. Omar Vashi, Hashtag the Omar Meim, Hilchasak of Azeda Shmuel. Now that you're telling me that you're going like Shmuel, you need a get. So, Imo Yevoma Kayin, if you have a case where the Yavam is a Kayin, and the Yavam went ahead, means her family, she's married to Reuven, who was a Kayin, Shimon's a Kayin also, instead of going to do Yivam with Shimon, she went to Lashuk. Okay, she went to Lashuk. Now, she went to Lashuk, so if he Rav, she goes to Lashuk, it's not Toifes Kedushin. It's not Toifes Kedushin. But according to...
Therefore.
What?
Therefore.
And it's not Toifes Kedushin, if you don't need a get, then she's still being mother to the Kayin. She's still going to mother to the Kayin. The it doesn't sound like it because it's only a chayiv. This chayiv is, I don't know if it's called a zor, but it doesn't sound like it's a zayin for some reason. That's what it sounds like because it sounds like hachi. Unless you say this is a big problem anyway, it comes to me that now that we have hilchah for zayin shmuel, I'm not sure what that means. But it sounds like the only way I can learn is that telling you rav is mutter because now that you said hilchah for zayin shmuel im yivama, imhay yivama koyin chaylutz law v'shar yilah, he gives chalitza. And let's be mutter to the second husband. Why? Because he can't take her back. Because there's a problem of a get, according to Shmuel. Salafi Rav, may wouldn't problem a get. What happened to the problem of Kisil is Zar that makes her into a Zoyna, maybe? So it could be Zoyna, it's a whole shayla of Zoyna is by, according to Rashi actually, Zoyna is only by Chayav Ekrisis. There's a Rashi on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph that says, that it's only by Chayav Ekrisis, Samachal and Beis, and not by Chayav Elavin. It says, it's a whole Shiloh, no, it's the opposite, I'm saying, but I'm saying the opposite. Rashi holds even Chayav Elavin, Tosis says not. Tosis, the bottom of Samachal says like this, Pershukun Tishol Shenivala Leposlo, V'yesh Lo Mekain, the Mechayav Elavin, the Tafs Mekushin, Lo Yehav Ezoina, El Mechayav Ekrisis. That says, only Chayav Ekrisis. So, you have to know. What?
No, we're not going
to Rekiva anymore. We're not going to Rekiva anymore, we're not going to Rekiva here. This is Lotav's Gdush. He's saying it's Lotav's Gdush. You're asking, is that called a Zoyna? So, Tosis has two machmois. So, Machayev increases. That's what Tosis says, Machayev increases. So, I don't know. It's a good question about Zoyna. It's a good question. This Gemara does not have a lot of information on it, and it's a good question. Okay. So, it says over here that according to Shmuel, the halacha is, Me'yavama koyin, chayelislo, yevchlitav sharila, and it's mutter to the second husband. Fake Gemara, Skuri Isker, he's in a gain, they're both in a gain from having Yevama Shuk, him came and see the choyte niska. It's not proper, because they didn't have everything to stay married. Elam, the opposite. Elam, they let them get married, let them stay married, these two, this is choyte, Yevama Shuk. Why should we let them stay married? Se'ela, and this is the din. Elam ha'yevama Yisrael, nois l'sheni get v'hotuloi. If it's Yisrael, then he gives a get v'hotuloi. That's the halacha. So the halacha is that if it's Yisrael, Shimon's Yisrael, Reuben Shimon's Yisrael, Reuben died, and the yevama went l'shuk. So halacha is you got to give a get and you go back there. The zika doesn't come off with the marriage that they had a marriage to someone else. And according to Shmuel, you need a get. And now why is this dafka for Shmuel? Rav's same halacha. You go back to yevama. So you have to say means that it says you need a get. It's going according to Shmuel. Again, this Gemara is a little bit shver. What does it mean? Hash to Omar Meim Halacha for Shmuel. I guess it means that you need a get. But again, I didn't see anyone explain this hash to Omar Shmuel. It's kasha both ways. Like we said, in the first kasha, your kasha Zoyna. Here also shver. This halacha should be like Rav also. So I'm not sure what's the hash to Omar Meim. Okay. Omar Gidlam Rachia by Yosef. Omar Rav. Yevama Kedushin Eimba Nesuun Yespa. That's the memory says. Yevama. There's no Kedushin, but there is Nesu'un. So we thought it means, Kedushin is not Typhus, but there is Nesu'un. Right, the Gemara, Kedushin ain't ba, there's no Tvisis Kedushin, Nesu'un nami ain't ba. There's no Nesu'un also. No thing is Nesu'un without Kedushin. Nesu'un is this next step, step two. If you don't get to step one, you can't get step two. So the Gemara, you're right. Ema, this is what he says, Kedushin and Nesu'un ain't ba. Doesn't have Kedushin or Nesu'un, because there's no Tvisis Kedushin. And basically it would come out, it's saying like Rav. And it is saying like Rav before. It's Rav here also, but he's saying like Rav said before that Yevama Lashuk is not Toifis Ba Kedushin. V'boy Yisema. Mai Nesu'un Yeshba. What does that mean, Nesu'un Yeshba? Biznus. Kurav Nuna. Darav Nuna Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyavama. The Shaila is like this. We know that a wife who's mezana on her husband is usher to her husband. That's the halacha. If it's a Eish Yisrael, dafka mezid. If it's Eish Yisrael, even ba'inis. What happens if a shemeres yavam is mezana? Is she mutter to her yavam or not? There's two ways to look at it. Is the yavam like her husband or not? So Rav Amnuna said that Shemeres Yom Zinsa Asura Liyavama. And that's what Rav is saying also. Even though there's no Kedushin, but Nasu and Yeshba, and it's called as Nus, and you're also to the first husband, to the Yavam now because of Zinsa. Because it is considered as Nus. So that's the second way to learn. Kedushin Aimba, but Nus Yeshba. Nasu and Yeshba means there's a Nus. It's called Mimazana. But Boy is saying, Malam Kedum Karam Karam. That Kedushin Aimba, Nasu and Yeshba. I wasn't mean. Kedushin Aimba, Nasu and Yeshba. The reason is, Darbon and Degadin. If you do Nasu and you need a get, the mechalfa beisha shahalach bailam dinasiyam. The halacha is that if the bala goes, we know we had it before the case that if a isha that halach bailam dinasiyam and she gets married with eight echad, the halacha is that she needs a get from the second husband. It's a ishish. No, we still say there are bond again. It's knas because people will say maybe the first one got divorced. Whatever, we saw the Gemara before about that. So therefore, all to that, if she goes ahead and marries Lashuk, we also wanted to get a get also in such a case as well, because all to that case, even though here she wasn't ishish, here she was the mistake happened. Let's say because of Yivam Lashuk, not because of ishish, but all to that case of ishish, we say she needs a get. But by kedushin, since by halach bailo dinas yom and erecha comes and she does the kedushin, halacha does not need a get. So here also a yevam al shuk that does kedushin alone will also not need a get, because even by the case of eish zish that did kedushin, you don't need a get in that case, like we learned in our mishnah. So therefore, there's no gzera by the case of yevam al shuk either. It's only a gzera by nesun. They were nimnu v'gamru. Like Rav, that ain't kedusha types in Vivama. Omle Rav Yechon, Rabbi. Omle Rav Yechon, Rabbi. Loi Mishnah Seinu Hizu. Isn't this a Mishnah? I bring a Rai from a Mishnah that ain't kedusha types in Vivama. Bring a Rai from Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin. The Tanan. Ha'im al Isha Reat Mekadeshes Li Laachat She Esgayir Laachat She Esgayri. Here's a kedushin after I become a ger, after you become a geris. I'm a Evan now. I'm freed or you're freed. After your husband dies, after your sister dies. Right now you can't have this exclusion. It says, I give you exclusion now for when it becomes available. After your vama does chlitza for you. Ain't a mekadesh, it's not mekadesh. Now, the background is that if it's something that I could do right now, then it would work. Even though I'm saying a dovish level oilam, since I could do it right now, lach is, be do right now, you can do it later. So every case we understand, it's not b'yada. You're a goy now. It's not b'yada. You've become a ger. The Gemara says, why? Because you need three in your bezdin. It's not b'yada, go ger. Same thing, you're not going to kill her husband, whatever the case is. It's not b'yada. But by chalitza case, this is yavama, it's b'yada. I give her a kedushin now. It's chal. So why is that b'yada? Teretz is, it's not chal. Must be, it's not chal. Here, one of the cases were that I gave her a kedushin. I said, after you get chalitza, it should be chal, the kedushin. So why is it called Davos Level Olam? It can be Chal right now. Yevamah Shuk, the Kedushin is Chal. Elamai, it's a riot to Rav, the in Kedushin types in Yevamah. Bring a riot, the in Kedushin types in Yevamah. Last case was, Ola Acha Shiach Letzloch Yevamech. Eino Mikadashos. So that's what Rabbi Yechanon told his Rebbe, Rabbi Yana, that Abba Mishnah says in Kedushin types in Yevamah. Amalei, so Rav Yana says, "Wow, you love the loyal chaspa. If not that you picked up this piece of pottery, I wouldn't have found that diamond under the chaspa. Now you uncover this mishnah. Now, what was the big like blitz, the big chiddush of this mishnah that Rav Yechanan uncovered?" So Rashi says, "If you didn't explain it that way, I would think that it's outs ein makdash of olam." This mishnah, it's you could do right now. It's still called makdash of olam. I'm doing it for after then. So it's b'yada. You're being mechadish to me that your biyada really helps. And the whole pshat over here is because it's not possible now. That was your chiddush, and that I didn't have. And therefore, I love your pshat. Tyson the Kedushin actually still talks about it. Says, since when do you find under shards of pottery, do you find diamonds? You ever went, like, you know, the diamond rush? I don't know if it's called diamond rush, the gold rush, but a diamond rush under a pottery? You ever heard this thing? No. So what's going on? What's found in Tyson? What's found in the Gemara? Tyson says they were talking about pearls that are underwater, and there's things that look like pottery, that's rocks that look like pottery, it's under there. But as much as with this, any piece of Gemara, you have to understand, you can't just say a muscle, I mean, it has to make sense. Yeah, al kaponim, That's a sugya there. So only Rav Shlokesh, you love the kasech gavra rabba. If not, Rav Yane praised you for your gavaldig pshat. Have a minaloch. I would tell you, have a minaloch. No, I would have told you that it's not a right anything, because the reason why I could have told you that you're right. Here it's mavuyer that it's not biyadai, but not because Rav Sikol Torah ain't kedushin toivs biyavama. It's because we're going to Rav Akiva. We have millions of mishnayos going like Rav Akiva ain't kedushin toivs b'chayiv alavin. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. It's not a raya to this big yisoy all of a shas that in yavama shuk toivs kedushin kuli alma. Maybe it's because of Rav Akiva. So he said back to him, no, via Rav Akiva. He says, no, if a Rabbi Akiva, he holds Mak the Dovah Shalav Eilam, you can learn the Mishnah. And Mi'at Hashem, on tomorrow's year, we'll continue. We'll start again over here with the Sugya of Makna Dovah Shalav Eilam, being a bunch of different Tanoim who hold a Mak the Dovah Shalav Eilam or Mak the Dovah Shalav Eilam. Mi'at Hashem, on tomorrow's day.